It is a beautiful morning here in Oaxaca, Mexico. I'm literally sitting at the university where it's vacation, having my coffee, the sun shining a little bit on my city motorcycle because I don't ride so much because I'm on the bigger one. And I'm just looking at it and I'm letting the rays of the sun hit the left side of my body while I'm sitting here holding my phone, thinking about you. And so many times I get here and I'm like, I should read, I should work, I should write, I should draw. And then I find myself sometimes just sitting in the silence. And something I was not able to do before, which I'm still learning to do now, but I do it a lot more efficient than I did before, is being able to embrace that silence of nothingness. Like, there's mindfulness and all this stuff, these taboo words that have kind of been used up a little bit too much for the next few years. But truly, like, just being still. And I used to tell myself, well, it's kind of driving, it's kind of like when I'm riding my motorcycle. But no, because I have to be alert. There's parts of me that can't be still. My mind can't just shut off. Because I always have to be ready. And in Mexico, they call it the land of tacos y topes. So I always got to be ready for a dog running out in the street who's just stolen a taco or eating something in the middle of the road, or a tope, which is the speed bumps that just are randomly in the most crazy places you will ever see. So always have to be alert. But when I sit here in that morning sun, not the 9 a.m. sun, not the 8 a.m. sun, but this 7:25 in the morning sun, which I've been feeling for the last 20 minutes, it's like, yeah, this is nice. And I can't help but think, which I finally think I'm thinking clear right now. And by the way, I want to say thank you as well to all of you who are showing up in these podcasts, even though they're a little spontaneous. I appreciate you all more than you can imagine. And just a long last 7 days. The 7 days didn't start out so well. If you guys don't know, there's a huge festival here in Mexico, in Oaxaca, Mexico, called the Guelaguetza. And it's a coming together of all the different tribes and regions of this state of Oaxaca where I live. And there's festivals, there's parades, and the last day was on last Tuesday, I believe. And last Tuesday, I participated in the parade. I got to meet so many people because a lot of people know me from TikTok here, which is very weird because I'm used to being known for like basketball player, then being on YouTube, and now it's like TikTok is like, oh, I forgot about that. And we've been able to help so many people on TikTok and reach so many people. And I'm going to the festival and we're drinking and then free drinks and then more. And I'm meeting people and they're giving, oh, it was a long night. I feel like the night finished around 8 in the morning. But the reality was it finished at 8 p.m. for me. Couldn't ride my motorcycle home. Had to walk it home about an hour and a half in the rain with a pizza. It was one of those kind. And from there, I had to go and show up and help a lot of people or work with people because I'm teaching people English now, which is very ironic. It's so funny how we never know where we're going to end up. Like, I think it was Steve Jobs who said, we can never connect the dots looking forward. It's only when we look backwards that we're able to see, oh, that was for that. That was for that. Yeah, I love being a life coach and helping people, but I never saw myself helping people learn English. And I never realized how fulfilling it was because of the opportunity that has allowed me to see. And it's very clear the people who want to learn, the people who don't. It's very clear the people who want to do more than just learn English, the people who want to actually go out and use it to go work, to have more opportunities, to make more money. And it made me just realize that. And it made me realize lately and just how I look at things, because after that, teaching English at the end of the week, then had a 4-hour trip back to the ranch, 5 hours, got a flat tire on the motorcycle. First time I've ever actually had a flat tire in the middle of nowhere. No phone service, none at all. In the middle of the mountains, flat tire on a motorcycle. And that was after that long week. And I'm finally going to the ranch to relax, be with the cows and the chickens and the sheep, the turkeys, the dogs. The people get flat tire. I'm like, goodness, what's going on here? Then we have to walk. We found a lady who, one little house, and we're like, where can we go to get a mechanic? She said, just go 5 minutes back that way. Well, about 45 minutes later, walking back that way, where she said it was 5 minutes, we realized it's going to be a very, very long day. Very long day. And not only was it a long day, but I was really hoping to get there. We weren't even at the halfway point yet. And I'm someone who just loves to do things on my own. That's who I've always been. I've always been this guy. As a pro athlete, I look in the mirror before I go out every game, and I know it's just me. I mean, yes, there's fans. Yes, there's people who care. And, I mean, my friends I had at the time or whatever woman I was with at that time, that's nice. But I know it's going to be me. My family's not going to be there. The people I grew up with aren't going to be there. So you get this mentality of like, I'm just going to do it on my own. And as I started to do that, I took that with me. And it wasn't until I met my fiance that I'm just like, this is not, you can do it on your own, but that's not the question. Can I do it? Can I do it on my own? Can I do it by myself? That's not the question, because yes, you can do anything on your own. Nowadays, anything. You have a baby on your own. Make a child on your own. Raise children on your own. But is that the best question? Maybe the question is, should you do it on your own? Now, this whole podcast, I wanted to lead up to a story, but I'm realizing leading up to the story is a story with lessons in itself. And as I'm pushing my bike, my motorcycle, it's the big motorcycle that I have, so it's a nice little exercise. But the more important thing is we're on a two-lane road where there's a lot of curves and cars can't see you until the very last minute. So I was going, pushing it, and all of a sudden, there's this old blue pickup truck. Guy pulls over, stops about 50 meters in front of me, and I'm with Mayella, my fiance at the time. Mayella runs to the truck. She actually waved it down. I didn't even see her do it. She runs to the truck. He stops. He's like, oh, I'm going that way. He gets out his car, and I'm like, oh, who knows what it's going to be. It could be like five guys or six guys. You know, I hope they don't take my bike. You know, all these little thoughts that we, you know how we, 90% of our thoughts are like what could happen, but never, 90% of the problems we think happen never actually do. I think it's an even higher number. He gets out, little short guy, must have been maybe 50, squats down low, helps me pick my motorcycle up in the back of this truck. And as we get the motorcycle in the back, we're trying to secure it down. I forgot it's Mexico, so we just stand in the back holding it. And I look through the back window of the pickup truck, and I see inside he's with his wife, his son, and his child. And I'm blown away by the kindness of people. Like, what would he stop? He doesn't know me. He doesn't know anything. I could be some horrible person, and he didn't care. He helped me. And he got us to about 30 minutes later, driving. 30 minutes driving. Got us over to a place where we could get to repair the tire. And as I thought about that, I'm like, you know, that lady told us 5 minutes. It probably would take us about 3 hours, to be honest, with the sun about to start cooking because it was about 9 a.m. And I realized it just brings up the question, is that the best question? Could I have done that by myself? And I think a lot of times we try to fight, we try to prove that to ourselves, that we can. We try to prove that we can do it to ourselves. And all the while we're trying to prove that we can do it by ourselves, we've been tackling this question. You know, one of the things I love about working with people and helping people get clear on what they want is that I'm able to you know, people thank me and they act like I'm a magician. But I've realized over doing this probably 3 years now is that all I do is get them to formulate a different question. Because when we ask ourselves a question, we often go over that question a lot of times. So for me, it's like, can I push the motorcycle? Yeah, I think I can. I'm strong enough to. I'm pretty sure I can push it. Yeah, I think this should be pretty easy. Yeah, I got this, I think. Yeah, this is, but that whole time, which that process sometimes takes years, we've been tackling a question that isn't the most effective question. Because we can do anything by ourselves. Just get that through your mind. It's should we? Should we? Should I do it on my own? Should I carry this by myself? And I've realized growing up now, as it's my birthday here in a couple days, and being engaged and being part of a community here, being part of a village that I live in where I know almost everyone, we all know each other. We'll have another episode coming up about what happened this past weekend, but how, to give you a long story short, how we participate in a party in the village, and then at the same time, we, next day, 6 a.m. after drinking and having a fun time with everyone, having a lot of cake and food, barbecue, we're up in the mountains at 6 a.m. or 6:30 a.m. digging a hole to bury one of my friend's mothers in the village. And even in that moment, I could look at that, and that's another podcast episode in itself, but he could have dug that hole by himself, but why should he? Because one of the things I didn't take into consideration when I was like, should I do it by myself? The one thing I never thought about, and excuse my allergies, is it's not just when you do it by yourself, you do it by yourself. But there's a whole other aspect we forget about. We get to talk. We get to share things. We get to have company. Those 5-minute breaks when you're exhausted isn't just 5-minute breaks where I'm just in my own head thinking how tired I am. You're having conversation. The time goes faster. It's so many different benefits we don't see. So I hope that this makes you change maybe the question. I love changing the question. As I said, like when I work with clients, it's amazing what they come up with. Not me. I very rarely in coaching tell people what they should do. I used to early on in my career. But now when I can get them to formulate a different question and get them to think about that, it changes everything. Should I do it on my own? Can I do it on my own? Will I do it on my own? All different questions, all different answers, all different ways you attack it. You know, is this cake enough for 4 people? That's nice. That's a good question. You can tackle that the whole time. Or will 8 people be full off of this? Or how do I cut this into equal pieces for 8 people? Or what are they going to think of me if I bring this cake? Will I be satisfied if I bring this cake for these people? All these things give a different answer. And all of them ultimately lead to whether you buy that cake or not. So I hope that throughout this episode that you realize that sometimes the question that you ask, sometimes instead of having the question as a can, it should be a question that begins with a should. And sometimes when you can change the question, you change the way you go about getting the answer. And when you change the way you go about getting the answer, you'll be surprised at what you find along the process. So with that being said, I appreciate you all. I love you all. Take care of yourself. Take care of your mind. Find a question you ask yourself today that you ask yourself all the time.